Hey, hi everybody. Welcome to my podcast. This is Dr. K. Durairaj, and I am a facial plastic surgeon here in beautiful Los Angeles, California, and I hope that you're going to learn a ton with me today. I specialize in faces, and I'm so interested in beauty and the science of vital, sexy skin at every age. So you are tuning into Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and our podcast has been super successful now. Lots of you come from my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. I hope you'll check it out. And today on the podcast, we are doing a little office chat, and I'm going to introduce our office gals. You guys are always welcome to send us your questions. We love to hear from our listeners, and I want to give you the inside scoop. So let's talk today to Nurse Val, and I have my first right-hand assistant, Emily, and go ahead and say hi to everybody first off so you know where we're going. We are going to talk about dry skin for winter. Emily is interested to talk about acne breakouts and what you can do since she's a stressed out college student. And with no further ado, let's introduce gorgeous Nurse Val.
Yay, that's me.
We can all see how gorgeous you are on this podcast.
Yes. Lovely.
Hair flip, you guys didn't see that, but I did. So I wanted to bring up the skin.
Wait, tell us a little about yourself. For those of you just tuning in, so you know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I do head and neck surgery. I specialize in faces. I like to say that I have 4 children, 2 dogs, 1 cat, 1 husband, cardiologist, and I'm chairman of my department of surgery. And I love to do everything all related to beauty. And I run this place with my right-hand man, Nurse Val, who's from the Navy. So tell us about your Navy history for all of our listeners.
Oh, so if you're just tuning in, I've been on a couple of her podcasts and a couple of her YouTube videos and on her Instagram. But I have been in the Navy, or I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, which if some of you guys know, as active duty or veterans, and it's like the armpit of the Navy, which I think it's very beautiful during the summer and springtime, but completely depressing during the winter time. So they do have a lot of beautiful seasons out there, though. I love that. I do definitely miss that. And the sweet tea. They don't have any of that here in Southern California. I asked for sweet tea, and they're like, we have iced tea. And I was like, that's not sweet tea. Get out of my face.
So she's Southern.
A little. I have a Southern soul, I think. I think I do. I miss it.
And she runs a tight ship around here. So.
I try. There are a lot of things that, you know, we've gotten a hold on, and we're getting so much better. And our office has been, I've been here for the last 2 years. And in those 2 years, I kid you not, her clientele has quadrupled so many. I look back and like what the schedule was like when I first started. And it's like 3 times as more. Like, you'd be so surprised. I was surprised.
What did we used to do? We used to drink a lot of coffee, huh?
We had time to drink coffee. Now we're just, I don't know what we're running off.
Now you let your coffee get cold, and then you put it in the microwave, and then you let it get cold again.
I know.
We've all since switched to iced coffee now. It's just the best thing.
Very true. And then let's introduce our amazing assistant, Emily. And Emily's been with me the last year. Almost up on a year anniversary, and she is just awesome. So this podcast is coming to you courtesy of Emily and much of our website and a lot of our amazing marketing ideas. So tell us about yourself, Emily.
Okay, so I'm Emily. I started working for Dr. K last July. I found her like internship application on Indeed. It was like one sentence long with no details, but I just really needed like a job, so I applied, and then she emailed me at like 1:30 in the morning asking if I could come in for an interview the next day, and I was like, okay. So I came in, and she offered me just a like actual working position instead of being an intern, because I guess she liked me. And then somehow I started being in charge of the website, just all this like marketing stuff. When I first started here, she only had 40,000 Instagram followers, so we've grown a lot, and it's been really cool to help out.
What are we up to now?
94,000.
Oh, dang.
Coming up on 100,000.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I'm finishing up my last year in school.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Cal Poly Pomona, and I just found out today I'm going to be graduating summa cum laude in the in the spring, so excellent. I'm really excited.
Ooh, how exciting.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm just, I'm probably...
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Is that awesome or what? Yeah. This office is full of girl power. That's like one of the most amazing things that I love about our office is we really don't say we can't do anything. We just say, okay, let's figure it out. Yes. Just do it.
All the ladies here are so awesome. Yeah. And I just love seeing their faces every
and
day.
And our one guy, Omar.
And Omar.
Shout out, Omar. So,
our little buddy.
So that's our crew. And we wanted to show you a little insight. We have fun. We work hard. And we know a lot about skincare. And today, let's talk about our tips for dry skin, because it is winter, and I hate that itchy, dry feeling.
Actually, it's spring now. Yesterday was the first day of spring, but...
Doesn't feel like it.
It does not feel like it. It's like, you know, California is just on its own axis in the world, so we're just raining really bad right now, and it's a lot of cold weather.
We're but very whiny since you East Coasters are snowed in with a 12-inch snowstorm, so sorry, forgive us. But in cold, dry weather, so one of the most critical things that happens is you get loss of humidity in the air because the cold really decreases water content of the air. And we love the idea of adding hydration to the skin in a lot of forms. Like one form is drinking water. So these two girls drink around me. They drink probably like a liter of water each per day, right? They carry jugs.
I try. Water. Yes.
Yeah, they make up for me not drinking the whole day.
Or eating. So or doing anything normal.
I will eat enough for both of us. And Emily can drink for all of us.
Yes.
So I like to generally say drink enough water till your pee runs clear. Because really, like drinking more than that, you're just going to be running to the bathroom the whole day. The whole myth of 8 glasses of water a day is definitely a myth, but I think it's super intelligent to drink at least a liter.
It's a good estimate, I think. Yeah.
A liter of water is reasonable, which amounts to 3 or 4 glasses of water a day. And internal water content is so important. The more you drink, the more your skin itself will be hydrated.
Yes.
Do you know what some signs are that you're going to lose, that you're losing water content or you're dehydrated, Emily? How do people look when they're dehydrated?
Like chapped lips.
Exactly. Chapped lips. Sunken eyes.
Sunken eyes. Their skin texture changes. Like
Crepey, crinkly texture.
It gets really bad.
Especially around the eyes. More breakouts, actually. When you're dehydrated, more breakouts. And dullness, kind of adult dullness, and itchy, like on your extremities, legs and stuff itch a lot when they're super dry and
scaly. When they become dry.
Yeah, so you can tell when your own skin doesn't, when you're not taking in enough water. And I think your body wants to get water in a million different ways. So one of the ways you do that is by eating. Like you think that you're hungry and you're eating like juicy foods with water content like fruit and whatnot, but you're actually thirsty. So that's really always a great tip is to like...
And that's a great tip for if you want to lose weight, like increase your water intake. Yes. Half of the time, or okay, most of the time, you're not really hungry. You're just really thirsty. And then, you know, like so you're just like, I'm just going to put some food in my mouth. I'm really like, I need something. I want something. And it's really, you just want water. Drink some water.
If all of us could drink a glass of water before every meal, do you know how much healthier that would be and how you'd feel really satiated faster? It would really be good. It's the whole idea of dilating your stomach and putting volume in there. And in terms of skin, in winter, I think it's important to switch to a gentle face wash, not something harsh and astringent. So if you're using an acne wash, perhaps you dilute it a little or you do every other day instead of every day. Glycolic wash is always good. Actually, glycolic wash, not only does it remove dead skin and dryness, it takes away some of the oils, it unplugs dead keratin, but glycolic is one of these amazing acids that adds water content to skin. So
how would you explain, because I've had this conversation with my mom about, you know, like I told her, I was like, your skin is really dry. She goes, no, I have really oily skin. I was like, no, it's really dry too. And like explaining the difference between your skin being dry and your skin being oily, because I mean, I know that hydration, water and oil are completely different. You can't even mix them. Completely different. But how would you explain it? Because
that's
I don't know.
That's a great, awesome question. So I see it all the time in patients where they have an oily T-zone and therefore they're starving their skin of moisturizer because they think they're oily and they don't want to break out. But hyaluronic acid is one of the best ways to add water content to the skin. So you can be oily, but you can still have dehydrated skin that's lacking water content.
Yes.
Yes. So we like my Pure Hydration Serum. It's
I love it.
It's amazing. It's like a cult favorite. In our office, it's a cult favorite, and all my clients love it too. You literally just use a drop on each cheek after you wash your face, and it seals in moisture, and it absorbs 1,000 times its weight in water content, so you don't feel oily or greasy. Mm-hmm. You don't get breakout tendencies, but you get the dewy, nice, moisturized skin that's hydrated with water content.
And I'm going to tell you right now that I love that stuff. I use it every day. I use it most, like a couple times a day after a little bit of heavy drinking. Not going to lie. I mean, alcohol dehydrates you. And after this past St. Patrick's Day, I definitely indulged into it.
Hydration.
Holy poop. Yes.
Yes.
I love that stuff.
It's really awesome. Nice the next day after you've indulged and partied too much. Mm-hmm. It does.
Or been outside in the sun.
Yes. Like, at the beach too much. Hydrates. How about you, Emily, after exams?
Yeah, definitely.
Emily like, never parties. She's a sorority girl, but.
Right.
No party, right? I can party.
What's your sorority?
Chi Omega.
That's right.
Yes.
Very nice girls.
Shout out, ladies.
Shout out to Emily's sorority. Hope you guys will listen and subscribe.
Yeah.
For college kids, I think they also have a tendency to overdo it. Like they're either really hydrated, drinking a ton of vitamin water and chugging water all the time, or they like don't eat, don't drink for like 48 hours and crash and party the next day.
Yeah. People will like not eat all day. They'll just be like taking espresso shots. They'll be staying up all night in the library because our library doesn't close. So it's like they're in the 24-hour lab, just like working until their next class in the morning. Like can be really unhealthy, especially on the quarter system. Yeah. It's only 10 weeks. So most professors have 2 or 3 midterms. So you're kind of having a midterm every week. Like there's no rest. You're just constantly going and it can be really rough.
Yeah. Are you excited to not have exams anymore?
Yeah, definitely. I feel weird. Like I come home and I'm like, what do? I don't have any homework. I don't have any exams to study for.
Then
like, it's just really
freaking
weird.
Out because I should be doing something. Yeah. I need to be stressed out about something.
And I'm not. Things for you to do.
Yeah, I'm sure Dr. K can find me some things to do. We'll
I was like that some. During when I was going through nursing school. It was like I would just cup after coffee. I was like, you know what? Coffee's just not doing it to me.
Coffee's so dehydrating. You guys should switch to green tea. So one of our fun things for the month of March is we talked all about green tea, being green.
Oh, yeah.
And then green tea has, how do you pronounce it, Emily?
Catechins.
Catechins.
Yes.
Green tea has catechins. We looked this up 3 times. So. And catechins are chemicals that are from the green tea leaf, and they have amazing antioxidant properties. And one of the benefits of catechins is they stimulate metabolism. So, for example, people who drink green tea before and after a workout can burn 17 to 20% more calories because of the oxidative benefit of that. So coffee, on the other hand, I think is a lot more dehydrating. And green tea, more energy.
More or less dehydrating than using drugs to stay awake? Because that's where I was headed. I was like, I need more caffeine.
No.
I think I need to switch to cocaine.
Well, I think you should switch to green tea.
Green tea just doesn't taste as good as coffee.
I know.
To me.
It's
There's
an
so
acquired
many different
taste.
Options. You can put some caramel, you can put some vanilla, some hazelnut.
Yeah.
Just have fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why in Asian society, I think people have great skin because the internal green tea, you know, flushing through your system constantly. They drink green tea instead of water. So it may be a stereotype to say that, but I think that contributes to them being lean and thin, and they have a lot of longevity that we Americans don't have. And the amount of caffeine in there is enough to get you awake, but not so much that you crash and burn every time your coffee gets out of your system.
What about like green tea, like pills? Are those like a myth? Or
that's sad that you say that because I took a whole bottle last year.
Yeah.
I did a green tea pill diet. It's kind of an amazing green tea pill, and we still sell it in the office.
Oh yeah.
But I hope we don't get a bazillion phone calls now because it has a high dose of caffeine, but it does not make you feel jittery. Uh-huh. And I lost about 17 pounds on that thing once a day, and we kind of eliminate diet and your urge to eat. And
but after you stopped, did you gain more weight back or did it?
It made me very disciplined, so I wasn't hungry. So I'd look at food and be like, oh, I'm not that hungry. I think the caffeine is a good appetite suppressant. Okay. And then I would just stick to a green diet. So I'd have green leafy vegetables, and I'd be very picky.
Yeah.
So I think when you put yourself on a diet that has something that stimulates you with more metabolism and also is an appetite suppressant, that's not a bad thing.
Is that how you learn to go the entire day without eating, except for like one piece of celery?
No, that's called medical school, residency,
nursing school, motherhood.
Oh my gosh! Yep.
No. You have a lot in store for you. Just you wait.
Boy.
Marriage.
Let's hold that off till our bridal beauty section.
Seriously, I think all these things make you turn into a person that you, as a nurse and as a surgeon, you have to hold your bladder like for 12 hours. Like sometimes you're scrubbed in surgery or cases or with patients where you have an 8-hour shift and you don't get to sit for the first 6 hours.
Yeah.
So it's been, you just adapt
historically,
really.
Historically, it's 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yes. Even working like 8 hours a day, like, and I sit at a desk, but even working, just doing things for 8 hours a day, when I started working here, I would come home and go to sleep at like 9 o'clock. Like I was so tired after just because I had never worked a full day before. So I
That's
can't even
so
imagine.
Cute.
I know.
That's
I
what
this carousel does not stop spinning. You're going to work for the rest of
it's
your
only going to get worse, probably.
Get another degree. It's all good.
Yeah, no.
Stay in school as long as possible.
I'm good at school. I'm good at like learning and just regurgitating the information that is given to me. Like I'm great at that. Can that be my job? Is there a job where I just do school forever?
I think it's called school.
Just get every degree out there.
Yeah, surgery days were tough, and I think that taught me a lot about, like, I think fasting, actually intermittent fasting is amazing, and that's kind of what I do because I really go, I sleep all night, wake up, have a coffee, and then I go like 6 or 8 hours before I eat again. So I do really feel that that's a good metabolic benefit, and I want to do a whole podcast on intermittent fasting too, because
it is, it's good.
It's really great for resetting your metabolism and burning your glycogen stores that are in your liver, in your system. There's a lot of benefits to it. So, but I want to study it more before I go announce all this.
Yeah, because they're going to tell all these people, and they're going to like, great, I'm going to not eat this whole day,
and take green tea pills till I pass. Yeah, I we don't want that. So.
Oh gosh, don't give us a call.
But we
with
do
all
want you
problems.
To use pure hydration. So water content tip. So drink lots of water. Drink till your pee goes clear. Number two, hydrate with like hyaluronic acid to trap water into your skin. Number three, in winter, replace ceramides. Ceramides are the beneficial oils and fatty acids that make up part of the phospholipid layer of skin. And it's a ceramide is a content of many of my creams. And I study all of these creams on myself, and the chemist that I work with has made formulas of creams that are so soothing and beneficial. So when you replace ceramides on your natural skin surface, number one, you get more beneficial biotic, probiotic bacteria living there. Number two, less small cracks and fissures on the surface of the skin. Mm-hmm. And those little dry cracks and fissures lead to redness and inflammatory patches and acne breakouts. And number three, just gives you soft, supple skin, right? You want skin to have elasticity, springiness, and bounce back. And that's much of that is related to the oil content and the phospholipid balance and the ceramides. So I think those are great tips. My other great tip would be like do a once a week soak in a tub with the really great oil, like a splash of coconut oil, a little bit of baby oil.
I'm going to say doctor ordered me to take a bath. Just a soak bath. I'm just going to lay
right here.
There's
an optimal time for soaking, like for people with eczema. You don't want to soak too long because then you do strip the skin of natural oils. But if you soak for about 7 to 12 minutes is supposed to be like kind of optimal. Enough to where you kind of get that stratum corneum, the superficial layers of skin, to get absorb water, hydrate. And
so laying in the tub till I look like a raisin. No.
Not good. Not as good. Not as good, but kind of fun.
Yes, definitely fun.
Bubbles in the tub, not as good. So I personally
what's the point?
I know, right? Well, candles and a little nice coconut oil with
and
a little
wine,
essential
maybe.
Oil. That's kind of a nice bath, right?
And some wine, wait, to sit in or?
No, to drink.
Oh, yes, okay. I concur with that one.
Yeah. All right, and then our next topic of the day, Emily, take it away. What's your college skincare concern?
Okay. Definitely like stress breakouts, just like staying up all night. I just remember this one quarter I was taking movement anatomy, and I literally stayed up till 3 a.m. studying for a quiz, and then I had to wake up at like 7 a.m. the next day, and I was just like, I remember waking up the next morning and being like, wow, I can't wait till I see my bed again. Like, that will be nice. And I just, that quarter, I had the worst skin in my entire life. Because I usually have, like, pretty normal skin. I never really had to worry about it before. Definitely since I started working here, I've started paying so much more attention to it. But before
Isn't it an eye-opener?
Yeah, it really is. Before, I didn't really do anything. I don't even remember what face wash I used. Probably, like, just some drugstore. I don't even know.
Oh, my gosh.
But before, it was never really a problem. But towards my later years in college, I was just getting the worst breakouts, like, in my T-zone, between my eyebrows, on my chin. Like, and then if I was on my period, too, it was just, like, double, you know, like, all the stress in the world. Yeah. So
skin being angry.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how I got through that, but I just want to, I think I just drank a lot of water and just prayed that it was going to go away. But hopefully we can have some tips.
Well, yeah, we should even just write a whole blog on that. That would be awesome. And I want to videotape, like, some of you guys using, like, good skincare and washing at home. So one cool tip is that Quixonic device that we've all been trying at our office.
Oh, yeah, I love that. It's so fun.
It's a great device. It's spelled, correct me, Q-Y-K, Quixonic. And it's awesome. It's a little silicone vibration device that has little bristles. A lot different from Clarisonic. Many of you guys went crazy with Clarisonic and over-scrubbed your skin. Clarisonic nylon bristles are not great for skin because really nylon causes little micro tears. And those bristles, you can't really sterilize them, and they do sit there wet the whole day on the Clarisonic. So that was not my favorite tool. My husband obsessed about it and wanted one, and I did buy them for my office for a while. But I generally feel that people overclean their skin. So one problem that college kids do is they overclean their skin. The more you brush and remove oils, the more you're going to tend to, you know, you strip away the oils, you grow more, you produce more oil. Yeah. So that's a good tip. If you're acne prone, don't overdo it. And don't be doing things that are really abrasive, because it really just unleashes the flow of oils.
Yeah. And I think another thing I was doing was, I remember reading about, like, how you're supposed to wear sunscreen every day. So I started wearing sunscreen, but it was like a really, like, oily sunscreen. Like, I don't think it was even meant for the face. I was just, like, putting sunscreen on my face.
Like a body sunscreen.
Yeah, like Banana Boat or something. Like,
yeah, so.
And I was just putting that right on my face.
Super important to use a non-comedogenic sunscreen, and they will generally say that on the bottle. And you guys can all look for mineral-based sunscreens. Those are my favorite, because mineral sunscreens, they are generally composed of zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. When ultraviolet light hits your skin, it literally bounces right off of those reflective particles. So your skin, number one, does not have to absorb a chemical with a really long, complex name that fights ultraviolet light by going internally in your body and then reacting with ultraviolet rays. So that's the reason why I don't really love these over-the-counter sunscreens, because oxybenzone and all the ridiculously long names that you see on sunscreens are generally chemical compounds. Your skin, number one, has to absorb a toxic chemical. Number two, okay, it's not that toxic. It's beneficial because it's not going to give you skin cancer. But number two, those ultraviolet rays are coming into the surface of your skin. There's a reaction going on under the surface of your skin where oxybenzone is then going to neutralize the ultraviolet radiation. Yeah. And so great, you're not going to get skin cancer, but you've had thermal penetration of the skin with ultraviolet. That creates more pigment. And why absorb a chemical? Why not just put on something reflective that bounces light off of you?
Yeah, that's honestly what I love about your sunscreen, is, like, when I put it on, I feel like I'm just putting on, like, a shield, like a layer of protection, you know? And it's like, I just feel like it's literally sitting on top of my skin and just, but it doesn't feel heavy. Like, it just feels so light, but it feels, like, so protective. And then when I put makeup on over it, I feel like it's protecting my skin from the makeup getting into my pores. So it's like double protection from the sun coming in and my makeup coming in. So I just really like it. Like, if I had that, like, in my third year of college, it would have been so good. Especially because when you are breaking out, it covers up the redness because it's tinted. Like,
Oh my God. It has green tea in it, which neutralizes, and has vitamin C as well, which neutralizes a lot of the ultraviolet. And then, that mineral sunscreens are the best if you're acne prone and you're breaking out. So definitely look for that. And it doesn't have to be my brand. It can be any brand. Look for titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. But generally speaking, like, I've even trained my 12-year-old daughter to read the back of the bottles. And she's like, this one has 6% titanium. This one has da-da-da-da. And ours has one of the highest commercially available, like, 12% titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. So I'm very proud of that.
And it's SPF 50.
Yes. Yeah,
so I was going to mention that. Yeah. Oh, I've had a patient who was saying that everything that she's found that has SPF 50 has been so thick and so heavy.
And chalky,
that she doesn't,
usually.
Yeah, she doesn't like it. And her herself, like, and I'm not going to disclose where she, what brand she's working for, but she prefers ours over hers.
Oh, that's awesome.
She says that it was really nice. It's light. It has a matte finish that she really loves.
Cool.
And I told her, I was like, that's one of the things that actually, like, one of the first products that I started using here.
Me too.
I mean, I didn't care so much. I mean, I was, like I said, my history's been in the military, and we had our ball caps, and that's all we wore. But when we're underway and we're standing watch, like, outside, or I'm going, you know, we're going through some of the straits that we have to stand outside and watch, you know, what's going around around us. We're outside in the sun. We have just, like, the sun, the Bahrain sun is ridiculous. Dubai is hot. It's all ridiculous. Oman sucked. But very
beautiful. You're such a tough
beautiful.
Chick, Val. I don't think I could nearly do it. I know. Like, I think I would have got my ass kicked and packaged up and sent home.
Well, they definitely would have weeded you out. It's not the same as it was before. And now, like, the Navy boot camp is kind of like
millennial
summer school. Yes. They have these stress cards that, like, for us, we got our asses beat on a daily. They're like, what? We're going, like, 5 minutes over. Somebody was talking in the chow hall. You know, and they beat us right there. And when I mean beat, like, we had to, like, beat our face, which was, like, push-ups. And we would just do push-ups till they felt like they were tired.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was tough. But now they have these stress cards where they're, like, I feel like I'm being stressed out by my, you know, drill instructor. I need to hand this to you. And then they go get, like, a five-minute timeout. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Really?
Oh, my God. I've been through mass casualties. When I'm feeling stressed out in mass casualties, I can't pull out a five-minute, I need a training timeout. I need a timeout. I can't
deal with
this stress.
Like, it's the same in surgery training. It's like the military and surgery training are very similar. And you get beaten down, and there's a rank order. And you have to listen to your chief in command.
Yeah,
people die.
Chain of command sometimes.
People die if you don't listen correctly and if you don't follow through. And you have to do everything yourself. You cannot trust anyone. There's a rule in surgery. It's just like, don't trust your mother. Just do it yourself. Do it right. Do it. And there's definitely, like, a lot different standards in residencies today. So now they, like, I had to do call for 48 hours in a row, and currently there's, like, a 24-hour work restriction. You do, even there's, like, 12 hours. You do 12 hours, you have to go home and get some rest. We used to, sadly, have to operate and take care of people's lives after 48 hours of no sleep.
Yeah.
So every other night call in a brutal situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes a man out of you.
It
does. I'm saying that like a true woman.
Exactly. I mean, I think it does. I mean, even now, sometimes when people are, like, complaining about issues, I'm looking at them like first class or first world problems. Okay.
Yeah, I literally was complaining that my coffee tasted bad to Val yesterday, and the look that she gave me was just so, like,
we on the coffee on the ship, our coffee tasted like mud, but it was all we had, and we better have been happy with it, and that was it.
Yeah,
I was like,
well, we don't always realize how good we have it, but
no, I like still live with my parents. My mom is making me dinner when I come home today.
Her mom, like, shout out to Emily's mom, makes the best salads.
Yeah, shout out
ever.
To her mom.
I love that. During residency, I actually lived at home with my parents. By the beach, and I was in Santa Monica. Went to UCLA for residency, and my husband was at UCSF doing his residency. Mm-hmm. So we were, like, commuting the first 3 years of marriage. So I was like, mom, living with my parents.
Wow.
Why not?
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was really nice to be able to know your parents at that level and to get taken care of. So. But back to college stress. So we talked about good face washing, not overwashing, using a good wash. So glycolic wash, I think, is key, or an acne wash if you're breaking out. An acne wash can be anything from over-the-counter Neutrogena with 2% salicylic to something stronger, which you can, you know, our acne wash has much stronger concentrations of salicylic and benzoyl peroxide. Acne washes haven't changed for, like, the last 50 years. And proactive, and almost every acne wash out there has salicylic acid and benzoyl peroxide. And those are two of the most important ingredients. So if you use a good acne wash and you don't go to bed with your makeup on.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I'm terrible with that.
Yes, yeah. And you're using a mineral-based sunscreen. You probably, like, those three things right there will cure, like, 50% of college acne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And then the other thing is, like, please, if you're breaking out a lot, why do you let it go? Like, come and see a dermatologist or a skin specialist, because when you get scarring and then you get your skin that's colonized with bad bacteria mm-hmm. that just wants to take up house and live in your pores, it's going to take so much longer to get better.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely.
My mom, like, it got so bad that my mom was trying to get me to go to a dermatologist, but I was like, with what time? Like, I was, like, studying. Like, I had work until 10 p.m. Like, it was just crazy. But I don't know. After seeing people come here and seeing, like, how much people's skin can change, like, when you actually try, like, I hope that everyone actually tries if they're really breaking out, because it sucks. Like, you feel really bad about yourself when you're breaking out.
I mean, I've seen teenagers and college kids, like, who come in wearing a hoodie because they don't want to show their face.
Yeah.
And I just feel so heartbroken, because it's such an easily fixable problem. And, like, our four-step acne kit, it's amazing. I would say 95% of patients clear up in a month where they're 80 or 90% better. Like, your brother yeah. did it.
My brother loves it.
Yeah, and he cleared up a lot. We have to show his before and after pictures if we can find him.
We'll see. He doesn't like to be photographed.
Yeah.
So, well, like, maybe now that he has better skin, yeah.
Maybe. No,
okay, girls, never go to bed with makeup on.
Never go to bed with makeup on. And if you do, make sure that you wash your pillowcase.
That's a good one.
That's what people forget about.
Yes, pillowcases are colonized with that propionibacter. That's the most common acne bacteria.
I feel like you're just making up words now.
I am. Throwing it out
She's
there.
She's just making up words.
Yeah, no one will fact check you. Like, we just believe you.
Cool.
But that was one of the things that we, us on the military, on the ship, like, we had white sheets so that we can tell who our dirty birds were. Ew. And it's like, oh, ew. I'm having this problem, doc. Well, it's because your sheets are black and we gave them to you and they were white. So let's fix that.
So wash your pillowcase at least, I would say, weekly.
Weekly at the minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, like, sleeping over at your boyfriend's, wash his pillowcase, please.
Oh, gosh.
Probably hasn't seen the washer for ages.
Boys are gross.
Boys are gross.
Keep some makeup wipes next to your bed.
Neutrogena makeup wipes are awesome.
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. And out there at Costco, they're everywhere. Just get makeup wipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're feeling really lazy, just reach across and wipe off 95% of that junk. And then
Or just don't wear makeup. That's kind of what I started doing. I just kind of gave up on that.
I don't care no more. My skin looks great.
Well, once you started using glycolic pads, your skin has been really great.
I know.
Great.
I haven't worn makeup. I literally don't even own foundation.
Like, I don't love wearing makeup either. Like, weekends, I'm all makeup free. Just come with a little makeup for Instagram lately. But Val doesn't wear makeup either, right?
Mm-mm, I wash my face and then, I mean, I have my whole routine and I'll video it for you guys. It'll be fun.
Can't wait.
But yeah, it's just sunscreen in the morning.
Yeah.
Under eye cream.
So there's not a lot of mythological magic behind teen and college kid breakouts. It's really just being regular. Wash your face twice a day. I make my kids wash their face, right? When they come in the house, I'm like, wash your hands and face. And also, stop having your hands on your face all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's so common to rest your head, your cheek on your hand and put your dirty cell phone on your face. Like, one of the ways you can avoid getting sick is just do not touch your face the whole day.
Yeah, that's true.
Very important. And if you're breaking out around your forehead, check what you're putting on for hair products. Yeah. Because often those products are very comedogenic and they do come off your hair onto the brow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're breaking out on your cheeks, it's hands on cheeks too much,
phone on cheeks.
Yes.
We were breaking out here in the office for a while and it used to really bother me. It's because we had handheld phones and everybody would hold
cordless.
That phone to their cheek and it was like, I remember I would go at it like, oh my God, like this, everything needs to be cleaned. Everything, wiped down, everything. And I would take layers of makeup off these phones.
Ew.
But now we have new phones and I don't have any pimples.
Perfect.
But,
and also one other thing, if you're breaking around your mouth, for women especially, we talked about it on your period.
Yeah.
So you get hormonal acne. If you're breaking around perioral areas, I recommend seeing your OB-GYN, number one, especially if you have a lot of hair on the chin and beard area. You might have polycystic ovaries. We always check for that. You might need to be on birth control pills because that really regulates hormone production, not so much for reproductive issues, but just to get those hormones under control.
Yeah.
estrogen's so powerful, it really does wreak havoc on your skin. Oh, yeah. And then some patients need spironolactone if they have polycystic ovaries to get rid of the excess hair growth and also the breakouts around the mouth. So there's a ton of things we can do. Yeah,
and stop biting your nails. You put your fingers in your mouth.
Yes.
You're getting a lot of
germs.
Germs and things can break out that way.
On that happy note, I just want to tell everybody thanks for tuning into our podcast. And you've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K and her awesome team, Nurse Val,
bye guys.
Emily, our marketing gal. And this is Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I hope you'll tune in next time. We're doing 5-Minute Fridays, and every Tuesday we put up a fun interview with a VIP influencer. You get to get a sneak peek into the treatment room during a live active treatment and kind of see what goes on. So tune in next time. You'll find me on my website at www.beautybydrk.com, and our Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K, and our YouTube channel is Beauty by Dr. K. So don't forget to tune in, and all the products that we talked about are available online. You're going to love my skincare. You guys are amazing, and we'll see you next time. Sayonara.
Bye.